the effects school-based police programs could have on what was described as at-risk injustice-impacted Native American youth were highlighted as Humboldt County supervisors approved Measure Z funding. During the public comment period on Measure Z funding at the June 7th Board of Supervisors meeting, Kelsey Reedy, a longtime member of the county's Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Commission, urged supervisors not to approve funding for Fortuna's School Resource Officer, or SRO, program. Reedy said school-based officers actually, quote, increase the delinquency and juvenile justice referral rate through what's called the school-to-prison pipeline, with the majority of local youth referrals being Native American.
In Humboldt County, this specifically looks like the disproportionate amount of Native youth being arrested. And as someone who monitors the juvenile hall population locally every month, we have had a disproportionate amount of Native youth since I have become a commissioner over 10 years, and sometimes that rate is up to 80% of our population. And so I really feel like people need to consider that when understanding the impact of SROs on campuses, especially in Fortuna, that tends to arrest a pretty high rate of folks in the county. And if folks are wanting SROs for like a feeling of safety, per research, it also has shown that it doesn't impact students' feeling of safety, even if the contact with the officers can be associated with more positive views of the SROs, it doesn't make the youth feel more safe on campus.
Up for approval was $400,000 for Fortuna's SRO program, a doubling of the program's current Measure Z funding. A long debate among supervisors included what was described as a parity issue, as Arcata has applied for Measure Z funding for its SRO program, and until now has been turned down. Reedy's comments went unacknowledged until shortly before a majority of supervisors approved the school officer funding for the two cities, along with other Measure Z spending. Board Chair Mike Wilson joined the majority vote in favor of the funding, but nodded to Reedy's concerns and said they should be looked into.
I think people should look at that and investigate it and really see if, because I don't have that data in front of me, but she brought up some very good, I think, concerns around arrest rates and what that does versus diversion and what that does. And I also want to emphasize that when a jurisdiction hires somebody with a badge and a gun, they pay, and we pay for that added expertise, I guess you'd call it, or whatever that is, you know, and that impacts long-term retirement funds and all those other things. So we really do have to think about what's the bang for your buck in terms of helping kids, whether or not those items and those technologies and those processes in our schools actually are doing the diversionary work that we're trying to get to per dollar.
Speaking soon after Reedy did, Fortuna Police Chief Matt Eberhardt didn't respond to her comments and said he was speaking as a community member. He drew from his experience as a parent of two former Fortuna High School students and focused on the program's policing and public safety aspects.
The school resource officer is a sworn officer, and they interact with my kids, other kids in the community, not just during school hours, but outside school hours at the community events. I just watched Fortuna Fireworks Festival and the number of problems we had there with youth, and having the school resource officer be there and be able to interact and have people know who they are to help mitigate things, that's important. Yes, counselors are great. They do great things. I worked with school counselors that really helped my kids through some hard times. But I would love to see a school, as a parent, a school resource officer stay there, someone who was equipped to handle situations. I've had, as a parent, had my kids be sitting there on lockdowns in situations, and I'd rather have a cop dealing with that situation to resolve it than a counselor.
The lengthy discussion leading up to the approval centered around how to equitably spend what little discretionary Measure Z revenue there is over the next 3 years. Deputy County Administrative Officer Sean Quincy said Measure Z annually funds 70 full-time positions in 6 county departments at a current cost of about $11 million a year, while there's about $13 million of Measure Z revenue. The staffing cost rises each year, but Measure Z revenue is stagnant. Supervisors had different opinions on the spending and, with some difficulty, ended up approving one of the spending options on the table. It includes Fortuna's additional SRO funding and $200,000 of new funding for Arcata's SRO program. The other Measure Z spending, in addition to the county positions, is for the Humboldt Fire Chiefs Association, Kamau Medical Center's Ambulance Service, and Southern Trinity Area Rescue. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.